Are you hoping to live up to your potential? That's what we're going to be talking about today on Let's Get Real TV. I'm going to be asking each of the presenters from the Let's Get Real Festival to share with us a little snippet of what they're going to be presenting on during our festival. So I have the whole team here in the room. We look like lots of little bobbleheads. That's the basis of our festival, is to really dive into neuroplasticity and how it can help you enhance your life. You're going to get takeaway practical tools to help you on your pursuit of your best self. So I'm Angela McMillan. I'm a digital marketing coach for embodiment practitioners. I'd like to acknowledge that the land I live on today in Adelaide is the Kaurna land, and I acknowledge the spiritual relationship the Kaurna people have with the country. So first up, let's say hi to Sue. How are you, Sue?
Hello. Yes, Sue here, and I'm very excited about presenting to you all. And I'm from North Queensland in Australia. And let's see what comes for us.
Yay! Thanks for joining us, Sue. Next up, we have Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Angela. Hi, everyone. Happy to be part of this team. And I am a physical therapist as well as a Feldenkrais practitioner, and I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Thanks, Lisa. Up next, Donna Rose.
Hello, everyone. I'm Donna Rose McEnany. I live and work in the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. I'm pretty excited about being online with this amazing team and really sort of cross-pollinating all of our wisdoms and sharing it abroad. So look forward to it.
Awesome. Up next, Patricia. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, Angela. Hi, everyone. I'm Patricia Zayatmeyer. And I'm here in Los Angeles on the traditional lands of the Tongva people. And I'm happy to be sharing as part of this festival as well.
Yay. Thanks, Patricia. Ralph, hello. Just down the road from me.
Hi, Angela, and hi, everyone. And I'm Ralph Haddon. I'm a Feldenkrais practitioner based in Melbourne, Wurundjeri country, and very happy to be part of our online movement festival.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ralph. Sonia, hello.
And hello. Hi, everybody. I'm Sonia Johansson, and I'm here in downtown Manhattan, New York City. I actually come from the land down under, so it's great to be amongst my people. And it's going to be a really exciting 5 days we've got coming up. We've got so many great presenters and also some really exciting panelists as well.
Yes. Yeah, the panels. Yes, let's not forget those. And Sarah, welcome. Hello.
Hi, I'm Sarah McCallum from the land really down under in New Zealand, Napier, New Zealand. We're at the bottom or the top, depending on your perspective. And yes, also very excited to be part of the festival and learning more about the brain, how it works, and how we can get the most out of life. And so proud to be presenting alongside such amazing people.
Thank you. And Dorothy.
Hi, everybody. I am so thrilled to be part of what we call our Neuro Squad. We are a great team, and it's been wonderful working together, and we can't wait to share with you all of the great information and excitement that we prepared. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Derby, where there's some wonderful and beautiful horses. And I'm happy to be here with everyone. Can't wait to share with Neuro Squad and all the panelists that we have invited with us. Look forward to
thank you, Dorothy. All right, now we're going to do something fun. I'm going to bring one of the speakers up at a time, and they're going to share about their presentation in 1 minute or less. So have your timers ready. Let's bring to the stage Sue while I remove everyone. And Sue is going to start in just a moment. Okay. Ready, hey. Sue?
What I want you to consider is Do you feel like that your movement, that your flexibility might be on a bit of a downhill slide? Or maybe you just don't want it to be on a downhill slide. For some people, they get a sense that they're losing choice about how they move, that there's a loss of control even. And so I'd like to address that. I feel that I can show you a way to experience more choice in your life. So I called myself Choosy Susie from that point of view. And what I experienced myself led me to do much more study and research on this. And I had a situation where I felt that I'd lost choice. I'd lost control over what was happening to me. It was pretty painful. And I didn't know if I was going to get out of it. Then I explored the body-brain connection, and yes, and I did. And that's what I want to share. How can you get more choice in your life, and how can you get control of the way that you're moving and going through life? Now, I have two really important aspects that I want to share with you in my presentation. So I look forward to doing that in the festival, and hopefully you can come along and join in.
Yay, thank you, Sue. You've got a very important topic for many, many people. Mm-hmm. So up next is Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Just take Sue down. Here we go. Welcome.
Thank you. Would you like
to ask, what's your presentation on?
So I am going to be talking about transforming pain and reclaiming your joy with Feldenkrais, how to heal through movement to do what you love. And my little stick figure is Miss Jumping for Joy, because really that's what happens when we can do what brings us joy. Are you battling with pain that's hindering the joy of doing what you love with ease? Perhaps you believe that in order to heal, there has to be great effort or struggle. Perhaps you find yourself either freezing up, pushing into pain, stretching this, strengthening that, yet wondering if anything will actually ever work. I too was in that boat and tried many things and was very discouraged. Doctors told me I'd have to accept back pain as part of me. Thankfully, I didn't give up and found my healing. And now for over two decades, I've made it my mission to help people relieve their own suffering. How? We talk to your brain and nervous system, which allows for that reorganization in how you move you. Those tight, spasmy muscles can learn how to let go, and the weak ones can learn to step up. Natural movement and joy in your activities will reemerge as benefits of playing with movement in this unique way. And that's what I'll be diving into at the festival.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing. Donna Rose, come up to the stage and welcome.
Hello. Well, my particular presentation is sort of diving in a little bit deeper and talking about a descriptive way about quality. In preparing this, I came across some startling research. Have you heard that 97% of Australians identify as having body pain? And two-thirds of them say they experience this weekly. And the most often description of what they are feeling is described as achy. And do you ever feel that way? I know I have, and I do sometimes. But does that achy feeling prevent you from moving in a way that you'd like to? Stop you from doing those things that you want to do? All the lovely things that Lisa just explained. So that statistic came from the Global Pain Index Summary. It's a survey taken a couple of years ago, and it's not hard to recognize or imagine how achy pain impacts and interrupts your life on a daily basis. So I'm Donna Rose of The Brain Body Moves. I'm three decades into this career that I'm passionate about, and I help people move better and feel better in their bodies. And my truth is, when your body moves better, you think better and you feel better, and you become a happier, kinder person. So you're going to find my contact details in the festival presentation or emails. And I have a gift for you to download. It's a free sensory somatic movement. And I'm trusting that we'll connect soon and that you enjoy this festival.
Amazing. Thanks, Donna, Rose. Yay. Up next, we have Patricia. Welcome. Thanks, Donna, for sharing.
Hi, Angela. My question for our audience is, have you ever been told that you're just too sensitive? Well, I work with those of us who have the highly sensitive person trait. We make up about 15 to 20% of the world's population, and our brains actually work a little bit differently than the brains of non-highly sensitive people. Now, I first found out that I was a highly sensitive person in 1996 when the trait was first identified by Dr. Elaine Aron. And I've been working with others who embody this trait since 1998, sharing the methods that I've learned to manage the unique gifts and some of the challenges that come along with it. So the world is designed by and for the 80%, which makes sense, but sometimes it feels to us like it's just too loud, too fast, and too aggressive. Our emotions are very strong, our empathy runs deep, and sometimes just watching the news can send us into overwhelm. And often in Western cultures, us highly sensitive people are made to feel that we're weak, or that we take too long to make decisions, and that we should just get over it and move on and that kind of thing. So do you have a toolbox of things that help you to manage your emotions, your nervous system, and your life? And would you like to have more? If so, join me at the Online Movement Festival, and I'll be happy to share my years of research and experience with you.
Yay, such an important topic. Thanks for sharing, Patricia.
Sure.
Yeah. Hello, Ralph. Thank you. Didn't realize I was on mute. Okay.
Hello, Angela.
Hello, you're welcome.
Does touch play an important role in the development of the nervous system? Hello, I'm Ralph Haddon, Feldenkrais practitioner and writer, and I've been practicing and teaching tactile therapies for more than 40 years. And I'm a touch junkie. I love to touch and be touched. Have you ever watched a baby reaching out to touch everything? They reach out, touch, grasp things, bring them to their mouths, not just to taste them, but also to feel the texture. In the Online Movement Festival, I will share fascinating facts about touch and tactile therapies. There'll also be a lovely little practical touch exercise. After that, I'll teach a full movement lesson for the hands and fingers developing sensitive healing hands. Please join me in our Online Movement Festival.
Yay, thank you so much, Ralph. I'm really looking forward to your presentation. I love that term, touch junkie. I think I might have to be one of those as well.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Okay, Sonia, welcome.
Thanks, Angela. Let's do a visualization experiment together. Close your eyes and imagine having the power to shape your dream life, where you're active, where you're independent, and pain-free. Did you see it? So that power actually lies within our own mind. My name's Sonia, and I'm here to show you how you can harness the incredible ability of your brain to change, improve, and grow through this mindful and purposeful movement practice. On the festival, I'll be sharing a presentation called Change Your Mind, Shaping Your Dream Life Through Neuroplasticity. And I'll delve into the fascinating science between neuroplasticity, that's the brain's remarkable capacity to adapt and rewire itself. And I'll be sharing some really practical strategies so you can cultivate positive neuroplasticity in your everyday life, and helping you to break free from any limiting beliefs. And you can enhance your cognitive abilities, your ability to think, and even enjoy moving your body more every day. So I hope you will join us at the Let's Get Real Online Festival. so that you can discover all of these tools that you'll need to control, to take control of your mind and create the life that you've always dreamed of.
Amazing. Amazing. I love what you're presenting on. I did have a little sneak peek at your presentation. So, so good. Sarah to the stage. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Hi, Angela. Hi, everyone. Really looking forward to seeing everybody. And now, if you are like me and maybe live more in your head rather than in your body, that this, like, understanding this connection and what's actually happening in your brain while you are moving is a really powerful thing. And that's what I am going to be sharing in the festival, which is how Feldenkrais actually rewires your brain. So we're going to nerd out a little bit about the different parts of the brain, what is actually happening in different parts of the brain, and how the body and brain are actually in this constant communication. And I think that understanding that really starts to help people who live more outside themselves or, you know, in their heads, disconnected from here down, that they can start to get that embodied sense. So I really look forward to seeing you inside the online movement festival.
Amazing. Oh, I can't wait to your presentation as well. So Dorothy is up next. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi. Hi. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks. I'm excited to tell about my presentation that I'm going to have. Let me start by asking you this. When was the last time you were able to learn something new that you weren't the least bit curious about? It's probably hard to think of, isn't it? It probably didn't work out very well. Curiosity is a foundation for us. It's a basic integrated part of our nature that we don't even notice how pervasive it is in our lives. So in spite of curiosity having such a prevalence in our lives, I think it is way underrated. I think most of us oftentimes don't realize it's there or what a superpower it is. So I'm going to get to the point. I'm excited that I want to help you know that if you want to facilitate change in your brain so you can be motivated to learn, to move better, to thrive in your life, curiosity is going to be key. And a cool thing is the Feldenkrais method is ideally set up to help you do just that. So if you'd like to move more easily and dare to live more boldly, would you like to consider this as even possible? I want to invite you along with me on this captivating dive into how to use curiosity in the Feldenkrais method to exploit your natural curiosity and create change, to move and live better. So that's going to be my talk, harnessing curiosity to enhance neuroplasticity, as this is such a foundation for change. And I'm Dorothy Henning, Feldenkrais practitioner, and I can't wait for the festival. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dorothy. I love this topic on curiosity. Let's bring everyone back to the stage again. And does anyone have anything else they would love to share before we close up? And before we go any further, you can tell that these are a bunch of speakers that share passionately about their expertise. And I did give them a minute. Everyone went over, by the way. But that's fine because you get on a roll and you can just see the passion in their hearts to want to share this stuff. And it does take a lot of courage to get on the stage, both here virtually and in person. So I congratulate everyone for taking the time with me today and sharing your expertise. Would anyone like to share any last words? Perhaps we want to have a quick couple of sentences about your presentation, your panels. But Ralph, first up. Yes.
I just want to say we start this Sunday. Well, this Melbourne time, it's going to be 10 a.m. this Sunday with a welcome to the festival, and our keynote speaker, Dr. Susan Hillier, will be giving a wonderful presentation on neuroplasticity.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So I think it's the Saturday afternoon evening for the USA. So that's when we're kicking off. Would you like to share just briefly about your panel? Let's call up Sonia for your.
Yeah, I'm excited about my panel. There's a lot of chatting between us three. I'll be hosting Larry Goldfarb, who some of you might know, is a Feldenkrais teacher trainer. He's also a PhD. And Dwight Pargi, who is a Feldenkrais assistant trainer. And our topic is beyond hacking your brain, which is very popular right now, biohacking, and harnessing the Feldenkrais method. So we're going to be talking about the possibility of increasing, expanding your current limits. And in some level, we'll be looking historically at how Feldenkrais, or the man, Moshe Feldenkrais, was really a pioneer in the world of neuroplasticity. And he was, is one of his remarkable abilities, an incredibly intelligent man, a polymath, knowledgeable in many, many fields, is that he could take quite abstract concepts and make them concrete, meaning giving you a physical experience of what those principles or concepts were. And that's, I think, the real unique element of the Feldenkrais method, especially in the worlds of somatics, that we're really interested in achieving function. Function is how you move better in the world. I mean, it's very nice to lie around on the floor and roll about, but getting on with your life, you know, if you're a mom looking after your kids, if you're a physical manual worker, or if you're an office worker, it's a kind of a manual work. So just really optimizing how you use your body for longevity. So we're going to talk about those things.
Amazing.
So that, yeah, Dwight and Larry are quite leading people in our Feldenkrais profession. So what day is your panel on?
Mine is Tuesday evening for the US, which I believe is Wednesday morning for Australia.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Donna. Sorry, Sonia. Thank you. Thanks, Ralph, for asking the question. Donna Rose, would you like to share who's on your panel? You've got some other leading experts as well to share.
Yes, thank you. So I've invited long-term friends in my life, people I've known well and watched them grow very creative lives. We're talking about aging, quality, and creativity. And Leslie McLennan from Queensland has been part of the Feldenkrais community probably for 34 or 35 years. And she's lived an incredibly interesting life of creative pursuits in theater. And currently she's a wood sculptor. And she doesn't use Feldenkrais as a practitioner in helping people in their therapeutic model of better movement, but she uses Feldenkrais as a creative way to live in that embodied full life and pursuing versions and possibilities. So she's a well-known person in our Australian Feldenkrais community. She's co-authored an amazing book that's gone global. And she's a wonderful long-term friend of my life. So she couldn't wait. The minute I sort of said, would you like to? She said, yes. Whatever it is. So that's friendship for you. Now, the other panelist is another dear friend named Helen Samelsi. And Helen also has lived one of these admirable creative lives. And she's actually a yoga teacher. And I do attend her yin yoga classes and we go through meditations. And I found her a very deep and enriching woman because she's also done one of these things between age 25 and almost 70, has modified her career in very creative ways: artist, photographer, pastry baker, performer. So, and now she's stepped in for the last many years, delving into what was really passionate in her life, was the practice and the pursuit of yoga as a spiritual pursuit. So I've invited the three of us to just kind of explore another life and creativity.
Amazing. And so you have a special guest as well on your panel.
I do. I have one guest, and that's Jenny Evans, who is well known and in our Australian community, especially Feldenkrais community. And she's an international trainer of the Feldenkrais method and also international trainer of neuro-linguistic programming. And with my topic about how do we have more choice in our life, we're going to explore together what is our capacity for change. And she's going to bring her expertise and also her experience to that topic so that we can get down to some real practical possibilities for ourselves. So I think that will be exciting and informative, and hopefully you will benefit from coming along. And that's on the last day of the festival, I believe, on the Friday morning for Australians and Thursday evening for the people in the States.
Yeah. And I'll just say that Donna Rose's panel discussion is after Sonia's. So there's two panels on that evening for USA and morning for Australia. And Dorothy Henning has some lovely guests as well, who I met this morning, which was lovely. Had my morning coffee with your guests. Would you like to share a little on your
I'd love to share a little bit about it. We're going to have two really esteemed guests. We have Dr. Kate Truitt, who is a well-known psychologist and neuroscientist, and she is internationally acclaimed for her work with trauma, stress, and resilience. For this expertise, she's the founder of the Truitt Institute. And I love the way she integrates like cutting edge neuroscience, but into mental health training so that everyone has an opportunity to gain from this. And then we also have, some of you may know, the Feldenkrais trainer, Deborah Bowes, who is a doctor of physical therapy also, and has done so much work on training. She developed a program for the health for the pelvic floor, and also another on pain and curiosity. So between these two, if you see what we're having, it's like this meeting of the fields between psychology and Feldenkrais. And we're going to dive into staying with this idea in neuroplasticity, the role and the foundational role that curiosity plays. So I think it's going to be really interesting to have this, as I said, the play between the two fields as we Amazing. Do this work.
And yeah.
Can't Looking wait for- to share this. So it's going to be, we're going to speak Thursday evening, USA time, Friday morning, Australia.
Fantastic. And yes, the schedule is out, everybody. So take a look. I've just shared the landing page for you to go and sign up for the festival. And before we go, I just want to thank everyone here today for sharing. I'm so excited that we're starting this weekend. And if you don't know, my city has a festival on as well, which I've been getting out to. So it's such an exciting time. If you haven't ever tried Feldenkrais before, we do have 20-minute audio lessons uploaded at the moment in our Academy space. So the Movement Online Academy is a free space. The festival happens inside of that, and there's a small charge for our festival to attend. But with that small charge comes an awesome bonus, and that is all of the 15-minute, 20-minute lessons. So they're worth about $150. So you get to try Feldenkrais, just 20-minute lessons. Everyone's got 20 minutes to relax. Usually the lessons are a bit longer, and during our festival we will have an experience of each presenter doing their presentation and then sharing a awareness through movement lesson or another lesson that is paired with what their presentation talks about. So it's very exciting. Hopefully you can come along and experience this wonderful work and these amazing presenters. Thank you everyone for joining me today. Thanks.
Thanks, Angela.
Thanks.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Angela.
See you later in the week.
See you soon, Neural Squad.
Yes. Neural Squad.
All right. Bye, everyone.